The money will go to scoop up PCBs and other chemicals that are at the bottom of the Kinnickinnick River on the south side of Milwaukee. The contaminated river is one of the reasons the Milwaukee Harbor is one of the pollution hotspots around the Great Lakes. The $14 million will come from the Great Lakes Legacy Act, which passed in 2002 and previously funded a cleanup in Superior. State, local, and some private sector dollars will also be used. But Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle acknowledges some past polluters won't be pitching in.
I mean, this strip isn't like you see other places where you can say this is where the PCBs came from and this is the response. This was a case of a river of runoff coming in here and just building and building and building over decades. So this is one really that's a public responsibility.
Environmental groups are happy to see cleanup will begin on the Kinnickinnick. But Cheryl Nen of Friends of Milwaukee's Rivers says the relative lack of private sector dollars is a concern.
No, the past polluters aren't contributing. And I mean, that's one of the big issues that we have here in the Kinnickinnick and a lot of other toxic areas is that, you know, it's historical pollution. And in a lot of cases, we're not really sure even who it was from. You know, and so I think that there's not a responsible party up here.
The 170,000 cubic yards of contaminated sediment from the Kinnickinnick will be taken to a local disposal facility. The work may be finished by the end of next year. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.